feel like that. You don't want to put any pressure on it. Don't want to play.
Takes on a little bit.
I just can't.
I know.
I remember my grandfather.
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome. This public hearing of the zoning board of appeals of the town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 PM on this 17th day of June. Will everyone please join me in saying pledge the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. To my left, we have. To my left, we have our building inspector, John Witten, and also with our building department, Natalie Norocki, and our attorney, John Bailey, and members Mike Williams, Kim Bowers. To my right, we have Dwight Mateer and Bob Metz, and also our recording secretary, Kristen Mahoney. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. Our first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board has previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, May 20th, 2025. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Other questions, Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 17th of June, 2025, at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair also. All right, so our format of the meeting tonight will be, if you are the petitioner, you can come forward, please sign in. You can sit, stand, whatever you feel comfortable with. Then you explain to us your project. Once you are done, the board will ask questions. I will then go to the audience to see if anyone is here speaking for it or against it. Then when that is done, the board will have a discussion. And then we will make a decision. So, Kristen, can you please read the first item on the agenda?
ZBA File 21-25, Joseph Iafallo Sr., 4177 Abbott Road, zoned DR2, SBL number 161.17-3-9.1. Lots 2 and 3, map cover 1541. Requests two area variances for front and side yard setbacks for the construction of a commercial building. First variance is for a 27.88 foot front setback. Minimum front setback in a DR2 zone is 50 feet. Section 144, Attachment 15, Supplement Height, Yard, Lot, and Bulk Regulations. Second variance is for a 5-foot side setback. Minimum side setback in a DR2 zone is 25 feet. Section 144, Attachment 15, Supplemental Height, Yard, Lot, and Bulk Regulations.
Good evening. Jim Bamel from Bamel Architects, working with the Iafallo family. Joey Iafallo is actually in my office. His father is the owner of this property and has been for years. We were before this board, I think, a while ago. And we've kind of gone back and forth on some different ideas and options and planning board meetings and things. And we come back to say what we're trying to do is build a phase one building matching the current footprint setback from both Abbott Road and the side yard, the two variances we're seeing, but to reconstruct the building in that place. Phase one would be a two-story structure that would allow for boutique-type businesses that would fit the DR character of what the rezoning has done. And this project actually started before the DR zoning was actually established, so it's been kind of put on hold for a while. But now we're coming to you with those established regulations to put this back in place. The reason we're trying to keep the building up front is the street front edge along Abbott Road. If you've driven that area, you'll see many buildings are up to this same 27 feet that we're currently the majority of them are. There's a few that are slightly set back further, but most of them are there, so we do want some presence on the street to kind of keep the walkability up. What is hopefully going to be the Abbott Road busyness with the stadium and other buildings to come. Even though the parking is in the back, we do have enough, and that also allows us to keep the building up front so we get enough parking in the back. We do have enough green space. Even if we do the phase two, would be a continuation of this building along Abbott Road at that same setback, we would still make green space and parking requirements. But at the moment, we're looking for phase one. Again, trying to add into the character what we think the DR zoning is all about.
Okay, so we'll start with you.
I just look at this project and I see a big building on a small lot. The 5-foot setback on the Galloway Street really concerns me. Is there ways that we can move these things and get some more room there? I have a real problem with a 5-foot setback on any roadway.
Just as a correction, on Allen Street will end up with the proper setback on phase two development, maybe upside down to what you're saying there. The 5-foot is tangent to the neighboring property where it sits now. To the north. On the south side is Allen. When phase two goes, we will have a 50-foot setback. For now,
so you're looking for a 5-foot setback on the north side?
Yes. Yeah, and that's where the building is now, with that current segment. An existing building behind it has that same setback that will remain.
And is there any way to
I won't get enough development for parking to even allow us to develop the property with the regulation not having parking in the front yard. Kind of mitigates what is actually developable on the property. So trying to reuse the footprint of what's there has really been the task at hand here. And again, if we look at many structures along that street, since today. I think the overlay district has an intent that probably is for, you know, developments more than any. So if we did set this zoning back, it might lose its ability to walk those crowds.
Yeah, I have a photo here that kind of shows why I'm calling the other houses and see two of them are the same, and then there's one that's even closer to Allen.
These are visible from our lot itself.
Yep. So this is our house right here. There's another house right there, and then you can see another one too close to the road next to that.
And this building is going to stay in place?
Nope, that's the one we're proposing to replace with a So this is our house here. One next to it. That is the one that's being close to the road next to the tree.
The review comments that we got from the planning board were, I guess I could say favorable, and knowing what we're trying to do to put this type of business on the street to kind of work with what the state can bring to that area, and with trying to match the intent with the area, trying to draw into the area.
Will that help to be on that one?
For that to say, we're going to take that structure down, we're going to back up right in place. It's not in great condition right now,
right?
Yeah. So,
yeah. And that will be, again, that's going to be part of the new,
yeah, that is the phase one. That'll be residential through
voting.
So phase two would have that same Abbott Road setback, keeping again with what's there now.
There's a second story component. Is that going to be residential?
At the moment, no. Right now, we're trying to do these all as commercial looking. Got shops and stores, there'd be offices up there. I mean, if there was an attitude that people said they'd bring some living in there, we could probably do that. But our, right now, I think it's tenant by tenant, as we see it develop then.
So is this is phase one that you have in front of us?
Phase two is on the elevation and shows the location of the building. We don't know the time frame of when the phase two is going to happen. It's kind of a financial matter. But I suppose the granting of this series and what phase two can be. Each building occupant will still have to come back to the building department and make sure they're used to the program.
Part of phase two. So what's in front of us right now is just the variance for phase one.
Yes.
Would the two buildings be connected?
Yes, it would be phase two. Yeah.
So would they have to come before us for phase two? Would you approve them?
I think we should make it a little more reliability of phase two going in as long as we come back and show you that the dimensions of what we're proposing are matching.
Well, it would be the same building. So.
Well, you could do it one of two ways. You could move for just this building only, or you could just say the complete front yard setback.
Okay.
So then when they do come back, they didn't have to come back. You said that you allow the complete front yard setback to be that.
And that would go to you as long as I kept it 50 on L for this block.
Right.
Do you have a lot coverage percentage?
Yeah, it's on the top there. We're almost done.
Yeah, so proposed will be almost 30% of green space. 29.94 of green space.
Green space. And what about the difference would be? Building, roughly 70%.
Oh,
that's when
phase
two.
Yeah. phase one and phase two, we're still over the required green space, we're at 25-26%.
Maybe I phrased the question, what is your lot coverage, the building itself?
Oh.
So the building is 42 feet by
48 feet.
Which is what percent of the total lot?
It's going to be less than 10.
Less than 10%?
Right, okay.
Is my interpretation correct for the DR2 that they need to have a minimum lot dimension of 1 acre?
That's true. However, this is what we would call a legal non-conforming lot. The lot was already established. So if they wanted to create a new lot somehow, then it would have to be a minimum of 1 acre.
No, right. If they were subdividing it on something else. I kind of wrestle with this. This an area variance isn't about use, but when you redevelop something and you remove a building, you have the opportunity to potentially bring things into compliance. And I, I kind of look at this and I wonder if it could be done a different way.
Understood. I think the condition here is we took the zoning and completely applied it to a pre-existing non-conforming with a new zoning overlay from when this was established. I'm going to end up with quite a pocket along the street edge. Basically a drive-by building. It'll be set back pretty significantly. And if any idea for business or something goes there, to identify that still park in the backyard, you're going to have a pocket of a lawn along a commerce-driven activity alley that Orchard Park is now facing. And I understand the intent of the overlay district, but I do think this street and particular lots in this area have some unique characteristics. So this is there's many lots along this area that will have to face this.
But then there's others that will be able to comply with other things.
Absolutely.
That will have the proper setback from the road. The other struggle is the significance of the side setback.
Which exists today.
Right, it exists today.
If we left the building and tried to restore it in place, it's a lot more money to think about it, which we could do.
We spent a long time looking at that building to see what we could do with it. It's just old, it's out of square, the stairs aren't compliant, the ceilings are low, there's two additions on there, it's just a mess.
And I did talk to over at the building department, Dave Holland, and he did recommend using brand new building materials, lowering the levels, becoming a new ramp.
So I just kind of wrestle with it. As I said, I think when you redevelop something and remove the structure, it's an opportunity. But I understand your unique situation here. It is difficult. The lot dimensions are small, 150 by 250. But he said, if he had the acre, you would have more space to
don't have. Coming before you with a pre-existing non-conforming, it was conforming as it existed. The zoning changed, all of a sudden became non-conforming. So the property owner said here with what more can we do with an opportunity to take advantage of what is the intent of what I wrote is yet to be. And I think that's kind of why we started a year ago with the intent to be on the table. So I still think that what they're trying to do is put something along a street exit that actually does fit better urban planning concepts. People come in and buy things during game day or weekends, whatever it's going to be. instead of just sending it back to the point that people are going to walk by and not notice it's even there. I know it comes as looking like a large number, but I think if we look at it from a conceptual reality, the positioning of the building probably fits the character of what the street should be.
So I have two questions. One, there's the house like on the corner of Allen and Abbott, the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that stay?
The garage is stay.
Okay.
Yeah, the house we want to get rid of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then.
The garage is labeled with the building's reference. That would be the garage.
Oh.
And then that X, that's the house.
Okay, so I guess we're a little confused because.
I submitted a picture as well of the house and the garage.
Right.
Is this the elevation of. Looking from what direction?
Cabin? Yeah. Showing phase one and phase two.
So, what was it? Maybe a year ago? You guys came before us to do the upper and lower?
Yeah, we did.
That's the building on top.
Yeah, the house.
Yeah. That's next door, though.
No, that's this house.
See the house here. This is the pole barn between our garage and the rest of the house. So this house right here is attached to that pole barn.
That's what you said, it was a combination of different construction.
Yeah, and that's where we were initially thinking about redoing this house.
Okay, so is that whole thing going? Or?
The pole barn stays, but the house goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will the pole barn and the house be connected?
So the pole barn and the new building will be connected, yes.
Like you can walk through them?
Might be a door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to them.
So I guess my question is, and I have no idea how the board is going to feel about this, but I'm struggling with a 5 foot distance to the neighbor's property. So, so, you have, if you do the phase two, you do meet it with the 50 feet.
Yes.
This is just my opinion, but I would almost see you, like to see you shift this part 5 feet down and ask for a variance to make it 45 feet. So
but
it's.
Aside from Alan, you would still mean, you still wouldn't have 50 from.
Right. I don't.
Still in the front.
Right. I'm just talking about the size.
If that's acceptable, I think architecturally we could make that work if they shifted down the whole phase one and phase two.
Yeah, we could do that. I think the look of it from the back side of the barn, you know, it's just keeping it alive.
Probably would look better if we used it.
Yeah, but like in your elevation, I inspect the height of the building is such with the decorative top that you kind of screen what's behind it, the roof line. And that's the intent, that's why you hire a good architect.
That's right.
With good eye.
You know, the 5 feet, while it seems like it's something, it is, we're actually improving by a foot what's there now to line up with the barn. Where it's 4 feet, not we're making it 5. Yeah, it's almost a little under 4. So we're actually pushing it back a little bit. It is the neighboring driveway that's there now. And you know, I don't know if the house sits further back that's currently there for the garage component.
Just another question here. I see there's something called a proposed walk height between phase one and phase two.
Well, until phase two goes, yes. Then it would be built over.
Okay, so because they will be.
They're going to be walkway. Again, if they're front doors, there's front doors that are there from Abbott Road, but your car's going to go in the back. So, you know, just out of, you know, icon, if you're going to put a sidewalk or a door in case somebody's walking by Abbott Road, which is what we're hoping is going to happen, to walk in the front door.
Right.
So we'll have a way for a sidewalk to go around the back of the door.
It seems very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I know, so we did get a couple of letters, and one of the concerns was flooding. Have you, what do you have?
We will go through all of engineering, our requirements for drainage control and everything else. So right now, the cinder kind of area back there, there's not a whole lot of like a pond. That would all have to be addressed with, in order to get it. There's quite a bit of sewer system available on that road.
All right. Does anyone, board member, have any additional questions? Okay, so I will.
Have you talked to the neighbors?
No.
No?
I've talked to some of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next door?
Not sure which one you're talking.
The house to the left.
Just to the
behind
on Abbott Road?
Yeah.
Several conversations with her. If there's something that she objected to, she never.
Okay. I was just wondering what she said or what they said or if you talked to her.
Yeah. Almost every football game we have some conversation.
Okay. About this?
I haven't talked to her specifically about this one.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting the variance? Kristen, besides what was in the file, any other feedback?
No, nothing else.
Okay. So, I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion.
I'm going to put their role in the meeting, but I know we're going to see them first. Because this is what we're going to see on the other road. I understand what you're saying. I guess to some, the parking in the back is probably a plus.
I kind of wrestle with it. Go back to my initial thought and move the structure, you have an opportunity. It's a difficult parcel to develop. I understand that. Try to hit all the requirements of development. So questions that could be done differently.
I like what you're proposing as it relates to the walkability. I like what Lauren has said about moving an additional 5 feet so that we would have 10 instead of 5. So I think, as Bob would say, I could get behind it.
I would like to move it. I mean, the additional 5 feet, we have the garage and everything is 5 feet. I get that. But I would just like to move it over a little bit more, just for a couple of reasons. Number one, it just gives you a little bit more space between the neighbors. That's still a residential house there. So I would like to feel a little bit more space to be considerate of that. And the fact that I just think if we start saying 5 feet, and right, 5 feet,
so that would, sorry, if we get the approval for the 45 foot setback on the cell tower property.
So that's one thing, Mr. Daly. How can we work that so that if they want to come and want us, we can grant 45, like...
Tell me what you want to do, which...
They haven't proposed it for us yet.
That's okay, so, but tell me what you want to do.
I want to, if they decide to come back, I want to give them on the, which side of the building is that?
South.
South side of the building. Give them a variance for 45-foot setback instead of a 50, because they're compromising on what's on the other side of the shed.
You can do that today if they're willing to make those changes.
Yeah.
Phase two, is that even going to need the setback?
If I cut that building.
Their variance would expire within a year if they don't build phase two.
Yes, that's true.
So they would have to come back in.
We won't be here in a year.
No.
If
they grant the variance now, it runs with the land. It won't expire within a year. It's good forever.
Building permit can expire.
The building. So do you know what dimensions you'd be willing to approve now?
Yes.
So in making a motion, you just refer to those dimensions. I understand you're willing to approve.
I just worry about the site plan and distance and all of that other stuff coming up from that street. If you've got this version, then you think that's kind of...
No. So
how far off on Allen?
Yeah.
If you don't think you can get it quite well ahead.
So you get it.
So you get 45.
There's still also a piece owned by the street that you don't own to the middle of the road.
Correct.
It actually more than 45.
I think that's a right way.
Okay.
As long as now I understand that we're fine.
Okay. So, what do you guys like me to make a motion? Okay. So I would like to make a motion to approve the variance. So a couple parts. The first is to have a variance for a 27.88-foot front setback. The second would be to have a 10-foot setback on the north side of the building and a 45-foot setback on the south side of the building. So with these setbacks, I do not believe there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I do not believe it can be achieved in any other way. I do not believe this request is substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And yes, the difficulty is self-created, but it will not necessarily preclude the granting of a variance.
I'll second.
I'm going to question. Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Carrie, yes. So, with those modifications, good luck.
Thank you, board. We appreciate it.
Thank you, board.
Thank you
guys. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
ZBA file 27-25, William J. Larson.
Wait, oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. ZBA file 2625, Amy Burke, 32 Sonnet Drive, zoned R1, CMO, SBL number 162.08-3-40, sublot 40, map cover 3547. Requests an area variance for a three-season room on the rear of a single-family dwelling. This addition will create a 24-foot rear setback. Minimum rear setback in a CMO is 30 feet. No principal building shall extend closer than 30 feet to the rear lot line. The minimum distance between dwellings backing up to each other shall not be less than 60 feet. Section 144-17.1D5, Conservation Management Overlay, Design Regulations for Principal Structures and Uses.
But before you can, I just want to note that I am recusing myself, so you need to have three yeses in order to get your variance.
Didn't we have
that
one?
I mean, the other part of the regulation that you thought was asking for a second variance just says it has to be 60 feet between how home to home.
Yeah.
You're far beyond that. 60 feet.
Yeah. Oh, it is because my house is here and it's actually coming out from my sliding glass doors. They have a little veranda and I walk down the stairs. It's not going farther than the actual side of the house.
Right. It's not going but to the back. So any other place, you'd be back to the pond. You have more than 60 feet to anything other structure. Right?
No structure.
There's nothing there.
Okay.
Are you good?
That answered
your question. Yeah, I'm trying to explain to you. I think you understood better.
I think
she confused
myself.
She's good.
I wouldn't serve.
I have no questions.
I have no questions.
I have not.
So, closing public hearing. or discussion?
Fine.
All right, is there a board member willing to make a motion?
Make a motion.
Okay.
Per section 143-63-E1, all public notices have been filed. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought can be achieved in some other way, cannot be sought by or achieved in another way. That's a complicated plan. Other ways than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial, and there will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And while it's self-created, it will not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I have a question. Kim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
So you have all four votes. So good luck with the rest.
Thank you. We're going to start tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
You too.
ZBA file 27-25, William J. Larson, 62 Fay Street, zoned R3, SBL number 161.17-1-3, sublot 789, map cover 1541. Requests an area variance for 32 linear feet of 6-foot-high solid vinyl fence within the front yard. Maximum height of fence in front yard is 4 feet. Such fence or wall or hedge shall in no event enclose a front yard, nor shall it exceed 4 feet in height. A fence shall be of open, decorative design and permit clear visibility through at least 80% of its vertical area. Section 144-22A2C, yard regulations.
All right, welcome. We will be following the same structure. So whenever you're ready, you can start talking about your project.
Good evening. Thank you for listening to us tonight. What we're requesting is a variance to extend our 6-foot vinyl fence that goes up to the front of the house. We want to extend it another 32 feet into the front yard in between our house and the house next door, which is the Mafia House over on 62 Fay Street. What we're looking to do is put up 3 more panels, basically, of a 6-foot fence, and then from there to the road, put up a smaller picket fence, vinyl picket fence of no more than 4 feet high. Really what we're looking for is the extension of the 6-foot high vinyl, solid vinyl fence for privacy between us and the Bill's house next door.
The gravel pit.
Shane Purdy, Proudy, who lives next door, good friend of ours, he had no problem with this in putting up a fence to extend it down. If you look at the front page of this, it's a view from our driveway looking at the Bill's Mafia house and the open lot next door to it. Our house is on a dead end street. If you look at, that's the angle looking at our house on the left in the second picture. So the fence, really, we have no cross traffic or anything on our house. So the house extending from the front yard doesn't really obstruct any view for the street or anything like that. We're still gonna have a 4-foot picket fence that you can see through at the end of the street there. We have a front porch. I just showed some other pictures there that shows, just looks at what we're looking at to the house next door. We kind of want to just cover that up. If you look at it, we're not going to extend the 6-foot fence any further than that little shed that they have there. That's the extent of it right there. And then from there to the road, it's going to be just a picket fence.
4 foot
high. The fence we're going to put in is the vinyl fence, probably done by vinyl outlet. And we'll just put it up from there, and then the picket fence as well.
All right, okay. We'll have the board answer the question. So, great, I'll start with
How long have you lived there?
15 years.
16 in September.
What changed that makes you want to extend this now?
We just want to put up a little more privacy. Our bedroom is in the lower left-hand corner of the house there. We have a bedroom window, and also the front window is our bedroom window. Just a little more privacy at night, you know, with the parking and everything in that area. We'd just like to extend it down a little bit more so that people can't see into our bedroom window easily enough right there.
And also the house next door was owned by Shane Crowley, and they lived there. Now they no longer live there, and they went from a house to gravel and Airbnb it out. So we have a stranger there all the time.
Okay, that's understandable. Any other questions?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
And just so I have a clear picture in my mind,
mm-hmm.
you want to come out three sections, 6 feet, and then you're going to drop down to 4 feet or below and go out to the street?
Out to the street, probably not all the way out to the street. We're going to go another 32 feet, which leaves approximately 15 feet from the end of that to the street.
Are you going to be coming across as well, or just?
Pardon?
Are you going to be going in front of the house as well?
No, not at all. Just alongside the house.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike. I really don't have any questions. So I'm not a big fan of front yard fences, but I think you have a unique situation.
Thank you. We enjoy it there. I got to admit. Yeah. I mean, that's why we bought it. We're big real fans. So, nothing against the neighbor, really.
I get it, especially with probably with more 19.
Yeah, definitely.
You said the three panels are going to be a total of how many feet?
32 feet.
Okay, that's
from the front.
Okay, I thought I misunderstood.
It's 3 8-foot panels that will extend 32 feet from the front of the house.
That'd be four panels, right?
Yeah, four panels.
Okay,
sorry about that.
Okay.
It's a
number for that.
Yeah.
That's all I have. I have no
other
questions.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not a fan of front yard fences.
Right.
Would you, by any chance, instead of having 4 8-foot panels, I'm going down to the, you said 4 foot?
Right.
Would you consider having 3 and then have 1 5-foot one so that it
kind of gradually go down?
In.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I believe they have a cut off fence, you know, whatever, that goes down to that level.
Oh,
it probably looks
so
a lot better, yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just so everybody here is aware, we are not to issue a permit in the right of way. So roughly that telephone pole is where the right of way ends. Okay. So to put anything towards the street from that telephone pole, we would not be able to issue a permit.
And we're not here for that.
Well, no, we're not here for that, but I mean, they're asking for something to the street.
Well, not today, they're not talking.
Yeah, we won't go past that telephone pole. I measured it out. It does not.
Well, I understand if you want to go to the street.
Right.
No,
but
no, it's just towards the street, not to the
okay.
We're only going to go with the, I think it's either 3 or 4 foot picket fence, just to that telephone pole.
Okay.
It actually stops short of that.
That's not my impression either. Okay. Going back to your thought, though. So they would do three panels and then one?
Yeah, and then go down to four.
On a transition panel, do we?
Will they have, what do they do with you?
Well, I guess, so my house, I have on my side lot, there are three panels and it goes, they're almost like steps. So it looks like that serves the one down. So
right.
That's what I was.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not a dramatic drop from a 6 foot down to a picket fence.
Yeah.
Correct.
Does that give you what you desire?
The privacy, yeah, that's what I was just wondering.
Yeah, as far as the extension out,
right.
Yeah, it would probably take it to the, close to, just in front of that, that little shed that they have up there. And then we'd go with the drop off to a lower fence and then go to the picket fence is what we're talking about. Yes, I think it would.
We can actually have a safe and move that to.
Yeah, I think the drop off would be probably more aesthetic.
I was gonna say, might look nice, yeah.
Yeah, and go with that.
I'm just looking at this as drawn, it's not really scaled on here where it shows red, only is 20. Right, it's shown on here 6 foot. The way to look at it and maybe a quarter portion group could call it, the front of the house, if we make a variance from the front of the house, it's actually this corner over here. Do you have a copy of the survey? Yeah, so when you look at the front of the house, if we make the variance in favor of it, the front of the house is actually the east corner. It's the furthest forward front piece of the house.
Correct.
But if we're trying to talk about the west corner, then it changes the distance of what 32 feet is from the front of the house. But on which corner are we talking about?
They're extending the west corner forward.
But the distance from the road to the front of the house is actually to the east corner.
That's the furthest, most front.
Right.
Right, correct.
So when a variance is made and we say whatever feet from the front of the house, we're talking about the east corner, so how would we say it to the west corner? Or should we just say the west corner?
Well, I would say the west corner, but whatever you want to propose, up to the right away.
Well, I imagine the right away is 50.6 feet from the east corner, as it's shown on here. This Bay Street is a 50-foot street, so the pole isn't actually shown on the survey, but the survey shows the part he owns, the 50.6 feet from the east corner.
I don't know if that survey is the scale. I know that you've got a ruler, but
I checked the scale, and this actually is the scale.
But it would be 25 feet from the center. It would be right away.
Center of the road,
go towards the house. Yeah, be right away.
It's 50 feet across Bay Street. So the right away is this box that's shown on here. It's a parcel. It's correct for what he owns. So I just, whoever makes the motion, I want them to be aware of
that.
The only motion we're looking at is for 32 feet.
Right.
From the edge of the house to the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is, that little line down the front right there is actually 32 feet.
Okay, great.
Because that sense if you want to put
it's right here. That's 32.
Yeah. From the existing fence, correct?
That's
correct.
From this part of that corner of the house.
I don't know how far it is to the fence from that
no,
west corner?
Because the fence you have right now, I get the
right.
The fence that you have now is not going to the corner of your house.
No, it's a little short of it.
Yep. Right, so that's what you're saying, right, Lee?
Yeah.
That's the fence that they have now is the corner of the house.
I'm saying because the house isn't square to the road.
Right.
But just saying a corner of the house, from the front of the house would mean
like
the east side.
Yeah, yeah,
because if you want to say the west side, we have to be defined.
Because you don't have to put four sections from the existing fence, which doesn't, or four sections, four equal sections. Or three and then the five, so that would still be a part of the area.
Right.
But the fence doesn't go to the corner of the house now.
I
What we're looking to do is put it from where the fence is right now, out 32 feet, which in the picture there, I measured it out, I can show you where it takes it to. The 32 feet takes just shy of right here from the original fence, that, or from the fence that's in there. It takes it just shy of right here, it's 32 feet. And then we're looking to go probably right about here with the picture.
And we won't, we're not making variance on this decision, we're just making it for this part.
So we can make the latest step, we can make the motion on 32 feet from the existing fence.
No.
So we can with that, like, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and that'd be pretty clear.
Do we need to make a mention of the additional, I don't know, I'm guessing 8 feet, 5 foot high fence?
No, that would be taken from.
From the 32.
From the 32.
Yeah, so it'll be three.
24 feet of 6 foot high, and then.
A transition of 8 foot.
And then the picket fence.
Okay, does anyone have any more questions before I go to the audience? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Have you received any communications?
No.
For discussion?
I like what you've set up so far with the 6 foot and the 5 foot transition. I think that makes perfect sense.
Do I have a board member who would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval. Per section 143-63-E1, all public notices have been filed. I am motioning for approval with, I believe it was the three sections of 6 foot and a 5 foot transition section.
Three sections?
Three and six and one, a transition.
Yeah.
Want to get both three though? I would say 24 feet.
Well, is it 24 or is it 32?
Well, it's going to be a total of 32.
Total 32, right.
But 24 of that will be 6 foot.
6 foot, and the other will be 5.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I'm going to question. Go ahead. Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Care awesome. So good luck with your
friends. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
What did Dwight, what did you go?
Whenever you're ready for the next one.
Okay. ZBA file 28-25, Severin Development, 6337 Webster Road, zoned R3, SBL number 161.10-1-3, sublot 3, map cover 3976, requests an area variance to construct a roof structure over an existing patio, which will increase lot coverage to 16.38%. Maximum lot coverage for this R3 lot is 15%. Section 144-9B, Supplemental Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
Welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, no. Will Severin, Severin Development. We're actually building a custom home, so the description of the existing patio is correct. However, it's brand new construction. We did submit a building plan for permitting that included this originally. It was removed after it was signed from the building department as requiring the necessary variance. four concrete rear patio. We're requesting permission to cover that patio, similar to how the front patio also was in this custom plan. It does obviously then bring down the total development area. We're hoping it's a small percentage.
All right, that's fine. Let's start.
No questions, thank you.
I'm not used to you sitting there.
It's here or over there. This is going to be open or closed?
So it's going to be roofed, but open. No screen, no plants, no closing in. Just indoor outdoor space.
Okay. Thank you. That's my only question.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors?
We are most of the neighbors. We have custom homes being built right next door. So obviously they're all friends already. So don't push back.
Anyone else have any questions? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Granite Prairie? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Granite Prairie? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Granite Prairie? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Granite Prairie? Kristen, have you received any outside communication?
No, I have not.
For discussion?
I think it's a good project.
So with that being said, do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Regarding file, ZBA file 28-25, requesting an area variance to construct a roof structure for an existing patio, which will increase the lot coverage to 16.38%. I make a motion to approve the variance. I don't feel that there'll be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't feel that the benefit can be sought in any other way other than the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. I don't feel that there'll be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty is self-created, it does not preclude the group from granting the variance.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Question, Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
And Carol? Good
luck. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I can't get behind you.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I mean, you know, it's not going to really affect rain. It's got concrete slabs. So rather, you have a roof on. Actually, if you have a roof on, you've got this control.
Whenever you're ready to read the next one.
ZBA file 29-25, William Motka. 7894 Mile Strip Road, zoned R2, SBL number 154.17-1-9.11. Proposed sublots 3 and 4, Planning Board file number 10-25. Requests an area variance to create two contiguous residential lots with minimum street access. Section 144-22F. Two lots with minimum street access shall not be contiguous.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, I'm Doug Faze. I'm with Carina Wood Design. I'm here representing Mr. Muka on his subdivision. He recently purchased this property and he's looking to subdivide it into four lots. What I'm here tonight for a variance on is the two flag lots. We would like to not have the separation that would be kind of what would be required by the code for the two flag lots based on the way the code's written. I understand the need for the code. You don't want two flag lot driveways right next to each other because it doesn't give a lot of room for maintenance. But we are separating the two lots just in the back. They wouldn't be abutting against each other. That's what we're asking for the variance. And if they answer any questions, you guys can answer.
Start with Mike.
So, and I can show you what it would look like.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There's something on those lots. I need those four lots now, right?
No. The way the code's written, you would need this gap between these two lots. There's an existing house here that would remain, and then these three lots is what we would be proposing new houses on. So this is what we're trying to avoid, this awkward gap between the back of those lots. At some point, it will be an argument who owns what. So what we're proposing is a much cleaner lot line with no guesswork on who owns what.
Makes sense to me. Thank you.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors?
I have not. I don't know if this will pass or not, but.
He has not. I'm the neighbor. Okay.
Are you still in the
neighborhood? I don't have a question. I think that's in general. I get the reason, but the whole positioning and all of that other stuff. The flag lot budding, we're not a family, we're just a subdivision. Okay.
Okay, board members, any questions? Right. Okay, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand Rapids? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand Rapids? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Grand Rapids? Okay, so please just state your name and your address for the record.
Yep, Mitchell Lewin, okay. 7900 Mile Street.
Okay.
So, to the east.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of some development.
Can you turn the display for him so he can
point? That's why I moved over here.
Yeah, can you turn it just perpendicular to us so that he can point where he is?
Yeah, so I live here.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure what he was doing because he's not exactly friendly with me. I'm unsure why, but I thought he was doing something with this. I came here for information, but I'm not a fan of development. A lot of neighbors, and that's going to be pretty congested, but it is what it is. It's his property.
No.
I think that it's at least been the benefit to the neighbor, the driveway, the way.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense at the time.
Sorry, actually, can I retract? Because the variance is to remove that lot, so my opinion isn't on that. Right?
No. So then
yeah. You're
showing the other side.
Yeah. So they're requesting the variance of this.
Yes.
So
when they make it without a variance, they could build it like that, shown with that.
Right.
They'd have to have that little script.
So what I'm saying is, my objection doesn't. I want to retract my rejection because this variance doesn't affect me.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
If Portland Brewery approved it, just a matter of whether there's a 10-foot strip.
Correct.
Yeah. Because according to the code.
But I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. According to the code, they can't, flag lots can't
touch each other.
Yeah, correct.
Any other comments? Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Regarding ZBA file 29-25, requesting an area variance to create two contiguous residential lots with minimum street access. I make a motion to approve the variance. I don't feel that there'll be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties.
Okay.
I don't feel that the benefit can be sought, the benefit can be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial, in fact, I think it makes more sense. I don't feel that there'll be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel that it precludes from granting the variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So, no question. Mike?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
Yes.
And the chair also, so you get the variance. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing all right.
Now, she had a